tell me how today's event has been and how you got involved with the tour.
Well, I was asked back a couple months ago to be a host, and we decided maybe we'd just try it and see how they liked it. It's been an experience, a lot of cleaning up for it and getting ready, but it's been pretty nice.
How has the season been for you, and how have the crops been?
Well, we started out really dry, or didn't start out dry, but it got dry, but our crops all went in good, come up good, they look good. We've had a couple pretty hard rains, but all in all, crops look really good.
At this point in the season, is there anything of concern, like disease or insect pressure?
Well, we haven't got that far yet, but I'm sure we're going to be corn borer problems, and we raise non-GMO corn. Of course, the corn borer loves that, and if it stays hot and humid like it has, the disease thrives on that, so I look forward to having them both those problems. The waxy is, pay a premium for it, and it has its pluses as far as the seed being cheaper, and they have a good facility to store it up here and everything. And then, of course, it's not a GMO corn, so you don't have to have a special chemical to kill volunteer corn in your soybeans. And we raise some of that under a pivot too, and they actually pay a little premium for it being under the pivot. But we keep crop insurance on everything, so